Filial Daughters, a Saving Face fanfiction by Glass Icarus, written for Handy Hunter for Yuletide 2010, read by Spring Green. The thing about flushing, Huilan thinks sourly, is that everyone knows everyone else's business. She's sick enough of the gossip that she'd rather stay home to amuse herself with cooking and her drama collection. But she still has to buy groceries, and Flushing's produce is cheaper than Chinatown's. Besides, most tourists never make it to the end of the Seven Line. She bumps into the Chens at the butcher shop, and the elder Mrs. Yao at Jinglin, and Raymond Wang is just leaving the newsstand with a copy of The Economist when she goes to pick up the Shijiji Bao. Huilan smiles politely and straightens her spine and pretends not to hear the scandalized whispers that erupt every time her back is turned. Her father never confronts her about these weekly visits. She never sees her mother. "Wai Po," Will says, smiling. "Have you eaten yet?" "Yes, but you're just in time for some tea." Her grandmother sets down the teapot and pulls her into a hug. "Is that a new shirt?" Will plucks at the clinging fabric uncomfortably. "Yeah, it was a present." Wai Po raises an eyebrow. "You went clothes shopping with your mother?" "Do I look crazy to you?" Will says wryly. "No, it's from a friend." From Vivian, actually. Silk blends are so not her thing. Her other friends have long since given up on trying to change her style, and her co-workers know better than to try. "It looks lovely. Your friend has good taste." Wai Po winks. "You'd better not wear it in front of your mother, or she'll replace your entire wardrobe." "I know. There's a t-shirt in my bag," Will admits. "She's already rearranged my entire apartment and restocked my fridge and bought enough toilet paper to last us a year. I'm not about to bring her attention to anything else." "Smart girl," Wai Po approves. "Is she..." Will sighs. "Still depressed and lonely, still keeping busy. She won't admit to it, but I think she misses you a lot."
"I miss her too," Will hesitates.
"Wai Po, do you think maybe if you just came for a visit?" But Wai Po is already shaking her head. "Then you could see each other and cause a big fuss, which would make your mother even more miserable," says her grandmother. "No, Xiao Wei. You know your Wai Gong is very traditional and stubborn enough that I can't change his mind. Our community is already talking. Anything I do would only make things worse for her." Will sighs and finishes her cup, then winces as her work phone rings.
"I'm sorry, that's a hospital."
"That's my granddaughter," Wai Po smiles, passing her a bakery box. "Here, take some dantao with you, and some bo lo bao. They just came out of the oven. I'm sure your mother will be craving sweet things." Huilan nurses her too sweet coffee at the corner deli, watching the film store clerk across the street. It's the same one who checked out that DVD for her on her last visit. She should have come earlier, Huilan thinks, but it was raining so much harder an hour ago, and she has no idea how long his shift is anyway. Well, her rentals are due, and she can't justify paying late fees, especially not now that she's here. Huilan gulps down the rest of her coffee and rummages through her bag for the DVDs. And a scarf. And sunglasses. If she has to face him again, she might as well make things as painless as possible. He's a Lao Wai, after all, she tells herself. He'll probably mix her up with some other Chinese lady. She emerges triumphant a few minutes later, new selections tucked safely into her bag. Taking off her sunglasses and disentangling the scarf, she blunders into someone and shrieks a little when she recognizes her daughter.
"Xiao Wei! Don't surprise me like that!"
"Ma?" says Xiao Wei, equally startled.
"What are you doing here? I thought you'd be at home."
"What? I can't go out for a walk? I was returning a movie I rented," says Huilan. "Besides, I thought you'd be happy that I'm learning my way around your neighborhood. It saves you a lot of trouble. Aren't you supposed to be at work?"
"I had an early morning shift, so I'm off this afternoon."
"Why were you renting movies from here anyway? I have a Netflix account. We can get DVDs mailed to us."
"Netflix? Do they have anything in Chinese?"
Xiao Wei rolls her eyes. "Yes, Ma. You can look things up online. Anyway, I'm sure they have a much better selection than..." She waves her hands.
"That?
That wouldn't be difficult," Huilan mutters.
"I'll show you when we get back. Honestly, Ma, did you even try the library first? I know it can be kind of disorganized, but..."
Huilan listens with half an ear and tucks her scarf into her bag, carefully obscuring the Asia's Major DVD from sight. She makes a note to ask Xiao Wei when her next night shift is,
so that she can be sure to watch it undisturbed.
Will! Will turns away from the turnstile and blinks at Xiaoyu.
Hi! You, aren't actually waiting here to waylay me, are you? She asks, gesturing at the envelope in his hand. It's practically 2 a.m.
Xiaoyu laughs.
No, this is my regular shift. I'm doing nights on Thursdays now. These are for your mom.
I figured, says Will.
I guess your dad insists, huh?
Xiaoyu makes a noncommittal noise.
Hey, I'm just the messenger. I don't know what he thinks.
It's just that your mom's mahjong group has been visiting his shop lately, and you know how they can be.
Will makes a face.
I hope she's doing okay.
Yeah, well, she's healthy enough at least. I don't know why your dad keeps sending this stuff. Have you ever actually taken any of these remedies?
Well, that one's specifically for pregnant women, but yeah, I grew up with them, says Xiaoyu.
If you're asking me whether they work, I haven't gone to the pharmacy once in my life.
Huh, says Will.
Xiaoyu laughs.
Hey, Subway's coming. You'd better go, he says.
And Will tucks the envelope into her bag and runs.
Hui Lan fidgets, turning this way and that to examine herself in the mirror. This is far from her first date, but the nervousness never gets any better. She slides her hand along her belly. She won't be able to hide behind Empire waistlines for much longer. Sooner or later, she'll have to make a choice.
Ma? Are you done in there? It's almost 7.
Xiaowei peers around the bathroom door.
He's not here yet, is he?
No, but you said you'd meet him at 7:30 and Mr. Cho is always early. Not that he minds waiting.
Xiaowei tucks her hands away from her hair.
Stop that, it looks fine. Did you use all of those bobby pins? You're gonna give yourself a headache.
When did you get so good at this?
Hui Lan asks, watching her nimble fingers in the mirror.
You were a disaster that time I let you help out at the hair salon.
I was 10, Ma, and that was a curling iron.
Xiaowei pauses, her face hidden from sight.
Anyway, my friends aren't all like me, you know. I can't spend years hanging around with people who can do hair without at least figuring out how to use bobby pins.
Hui Lan laughs, ignoring the slip.
You've been hanging around me since you were a baby. Surely you should have learned something a long time ago.
That's different. You're my mom.
I must be a terrible mother then.
Ma, slow down. I can't keep up with you.
I thought we were back to thinking you're too old to date again. How did we get to single parenting?
I might not have had your dad, but I still had help, says Hui Lan. Your wife will taught me everything I know.
Xiaowei steps back and shrugs. You'll have help this time, too.
Will peers into the maternity ward.
Ma?
Xiaowei, says Ma, still sweaty and radiant.
Come look at your little sister.
Yeah, just a minute. Will untangles herself from her backpack and drops her jacket on top of it.
Where's Xiaoyu?
He's getting some tea. He'll be back soon. Say hi to Mei. Will accepts a tiny bundle from Ma's arms, smiling a little goofily at the tiny waving fists.
She's beautiful.
It's funny, isn't it? Starting over at my age with a whole new baby? I haven't even succeeded at being a good daughter after 49 years. Forget about mothering.
How many midlife crises is one person allowed to have? Will thinks.
But she sighs and reaches over to squeeze Ma's hand.
Well, if your practice run is free to express an opinion, I'm sure you're going to do just fine, she says wryly.
Ma looks at her for such a long time that she starts to squirm.
What? Is there something on my face? Did Mei drool on me already?
No, says Ma. It's just anyone can get lucky the first time.